Hello, and welcome to Nonprofit Nation. I'm your host, Julia Campbell, and I'm going to sit down with nonprofit industry experts, fundraisers, marketers, and everyone in between to get real and discuss what it takes to build that movement that you've been dreaming of. I created the Nonprofit Nation podcast to share practical wisdom and strategies to help you confidently find your voice, definitively grow your audience, and effectively build your movement. If you're a nonprofit newbie or an experienced professional who's looking to get more visibility, reach more people, and create even more impact, then you're in the right place. Let's get started. All right. Hi, everyone. And welcome back to another episode of Nonprofit Nation. I'm your host, Julia Campbell. Thanks so much for being here with me today. We have one of my dear friends and colleagues, very special guest today, Kathleen Murphy. She leads digital strategy for Giving Tuesday. Although I should ask, Kathleen, your pronouns are she and her, correct?
They are.
Okay. I always ask that beforehand and I forgot. Before joining the team, she led Illinois' Giving Tuesday community campaign, #ILGive. And Kathleen teaches nonprofits how to raise awareness, change minds. I love this. Engage hearts, open wallets, and rally people to action. Her past experience includes community organizing and campaigning on Chicago's South Side and leading communications at Forefront, Illinois' statewide social impact association. So, welcome, Kat. I'm so glad you're here.
Thanks for having me. It's so good to see you and hear your voice.
It is good to see you. I know. It's really great. I wish we could all be in person, but that'll happen at some point. So let's begin. We usually begin the podcast with your story, you know, a story of, you know, how you got involved with nonprofit work.
Oh, my story. It's a long story. I'll cut it. I grew up community organizing on the south side of Chicago. That's where I've lived. I've lived here my entire life. That's what we do here. We want to create change in our community. You organize and get it done. And that's just what I've grown up with my entire life. So I took those skills after college. I got a degree in art history, which means absolutely nothing to what I do right now, but that's okay. And I think that's common of folks,
Creativity.
We'll go with that. Went to college, went to work for the Obama 08 campaign, came back from, I went to Europe for a little while during the Obama 08 campaign, came back, went to work for what was then called Donors Forum, renamed Forefront. It was Illinois' nonprofit association. Mm-hmm. And we were a little bit unique in the world of nonprofit associations because funders also belonged to Forefront, as well as social enterprises and anybody who was doing for-purpose work. So we had kind of a really, really big and unique network, which was kind of a natural place for me to come in and throw elbows and weasel my way over to our CEO and say, hey, there's this thing called Giving Tuesday. I think we should do it here in Illinois. And that was the very beginning of my Giving Tuesday life.
Mm-hmm.
The way Giving Tuesday works, I'm sure you've heard this 1,000 times. For listeners who might not know, it's reliant on folks on the ground, grassroots, local folks who raise their hand and say, hey, this is a really great idea. I want to do it in my city, town, neighborhood, whatever it is, and raise their hand. And that's what I did. I said, this is awesome. I can see potential for not only nonprofits fundraising, but a mechanism for folks in our neighborhood and across Chicago and across Illinois who want to give desperately to allow a place for them to come in and get involved in their community. So that's what I did. I led Illinois' statewide Giving Tuesday campaign for a really, really long time. About 2.5, 3 years ago was when I joined the team officially and came on as the digital strategist. So now I do everything from running our social media to figuring out where it is on the internet that we need to be. Mm-hmm. And all of those great and fun.
I love that. Well, you're doing an awesome job. Thanks. I'm sure that many, many, if not almost all of my listeners have at least heard of Giving Tuesday. And I love the tagline on the Giving Tuesday website. Everyone has something to give and every act of generosity counts. So that leads me to my second question. What do people get wrong about Giving Tuesday, both as a concept and an organization?
Oh gosh, a lot. I don't even know where to begin. Let's begin with, it's not just about one day.
Yes.
Right? That's probably our most common. Yes, there's this celebration that happens every year. You have Black Friday, you have Cyber Monday, and then we come in with Giving Tuesday. It's now so embedded in the world's tradition that it happens without our team.
And it's international.
It's international. It officially happens in 70 countries, but there's activity. Like when we look at it online after the fact, there's activity happening in every single continent in the world, including space, actually.
Wow, really?
It's kind of bananas. Yeah, an astronaut tweeted from space a couple of years ago. It kind of made my entire life.
Yes, it's intergalactic.
Yes, Giving Tuesday is intergalactic. So anyway, it's ingrained in our entire psyche and our global, it's such a part of the zeitgeist that this thing just happens now without us. Beyond just the day of Giving Tuesday is what I was trying to, where I was going with all of that. Every single Tuesday is a Giving Tuesday. But yes, we have this big celebration at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So we're running a new-ish campaign. I've been doing it all year, but it's been kind of in beta test mode, where every Tuesday we're activating toward a different cause or a different one of the international days to try to extend this a little bit beyond just the one day.
That's amazing. Right, because Giving Tuesday is a philosophy around generosity, radical acts of generosity. And what I find that people often get wrong is they think it's 100% about fundraising. They think that it's just sort of a 24-hour money grab.
Yep.
Where they can somehow just send out a bunch of emails or one email, social media posts, and just use the hashtag, and then the money is going to pour in. So where it really needs to be baked into your organization.
For sure. And I think it's helpful to start like way back at the beginning. No one, Asha and Henry, who founded Giving Tuesday, did not say, hey, let's start the biggest Guinness World Record-breaking crowdfunding day of all time. That was not the start of Giving Tuesday. That those words never came out of their mouth. What came out of their mouth was, hey, what does it look like if we create a mechanism for celebrating generosity and using these, at the time, brand new social media tools? No one knew what a hashtag was. We were answering, hey, what is pound Giving Tuesday from the folks that they were pitching this to? No one knew what it was. And it was, what if we could use these tools for good to show off to our family and friends what it is like to give to a nonprofit, to an individual, in any sort of way whatsoever, to raise your voice for a cause, to use these tools for good. It was more about that, right? Exactly. And then over time, it started to become an absolute social movement. Yes. And this is about inviting folks into the space of giving and into the world of social good that might not think of themselves as leaders in that capacity or as folks who are able to create impact and create change. So yes, nonprofits are certainly a welcome party and we encourage them to leverage the momentum that happens on Giving Tuesday, but this is definitely not a nonprofit fundraising day.
Right. And I love that it's a lot about the donors as well, or the people that are doing the actions, volunteering, doing a food drive, even just doing random acts of kindness. So there's tools on the Giving Tuesday website for organizations and groups and individuals, not just for nonprofits. And that's kind of the spin that I love, because I know when Giving Tuesday, when I first came into sort of my orbit a few years ago, people would ask me, they would say, oh, well, can I give $5 to this organization? Can I do something? Can I call? Can I volunteer? What can I do?
And
it started the conversation. It started the questioning around how can I participate in the spirit of giving, especially in this time of year of gratitude and giving back. So I love that it always, every year, spurs conversations. And even if a nonprofit's focused on fundraising, I believe that it really democratizes philanthropy for all of us. It shows us that you can give $5 and $10 and you can still make a big difference and feel really great. And little, especially really tiny organizations appreciate every gift that they get. So connecting people to the causes that they care about, having them express their beliefs, their values, what they stand for, and using it all through digital tools that we just integrate into our daily life, I think it's just a perfect combination and recipe for success.
It is. And small dollars count. They really do. Yep. So it's $2.47 billion in one day in the U.S. on Giving Tuesday last year.
Wow. That and total, mostly small dollar donors.
Almost exclusively under $100 donations, right? And collectively, that adds up to an amount that is, I'm going to see if I can get this right. It's a greater sum that was given in that one day than all of big philanthropy combined in the entire year, except for Gates Foundation. You have to pull them out.
Yes.
So the top nine, minus Gates Foundation, in the entire year was raised just in one day. It's incredible. It's amazing. Yep. But the point of that is not so much the money. It's that each person has something that they can give, whether it's money, whether it's time, whether it's absolutely anything. And together that adds up to a whole lot.
So we have to get into some of the criticism that I'm sure you've heard of Giving Tuesday, some things that I have heard as well. We know famously that Voulez of Nonprofit AF calls Giving Tuesday the Hunger Games of fundraising, or the Hunger Games, the nonprofit Hunger Games. And I think that relates to this myth of donor fatigue. So I want to ask you, is donor fatigue real? Is it a real thing?
Donor fatigue is not a real thing.
I agree.
It doesn't exist. It's a made-up construct. People don't get bored of giving. People get bored of bad messaging, but they don't get bored of giving. In fact, I think it's quite the opposite. It's addicting. Every single year, we find that more and more folks, after they give on Giving Tuesday, they're giving more stuff throughout the rest of the year after they make that first gift. So we don't think it exists. Our data shows that it doesn't exist.
And there were two Giving Tuesdays in 2020. Can you talk about that?
That
smashed the donor fatigue myth for me.
Yeah, I think it did for me too. So we did an emergency Giving Tuesday. This was probably back in February. God, this whole year seems like a blur.
It was in May.
I don't even know the timeline. No, in February when our team started discussing whether, like, do we have to do this? Is this?
Oh, February 2020, yes.
We're watching this pandemic come across the globe, and we have 70 country leaders who are all on a WhatsApp channel and talking every day about how the pandemic is impacting all of their countries. And like, we have to do something. We have to do something. What are we going to do? We toyed around with a couple of different ideas. We went to every single one of our biggest partners and talked it up and looked for impact, for their input. We looked for the input of our global leaders particularly and said, you know what? We think we need to do an emergency Giving Tuesday.
Yes.
We decided on a Sunday in April that we were going to do this, announced it that Tuesday, and gave everybody 5 weeks to prepare for this thing. And we had no idea what to expect, right? It takes us 52 weeks to pull off Giving Tuesday proper every year. So we had no idea what to expect. And the whole world came together in this display of solidarity and unity that was absolutely exquisite. Yeah. People in Canada, they were all posting handmade signs by children of Giving Tuesday hearts in their window and like messages of like, together we're going to be okay. And in Italy, they did the same thing. Folks were descending upon essential workers and going to the hospitals and dropping off things and supplies and gifts and thanks. And it was absolutely gorgeous.
Hey there. I'm interrupting this episode to share an absolutely free training that I created that's getting nonprofits of all sizes big results. Sure, you've been spending hours on social media, but what can you actually show for it? With all this posting and Instagramming and TikToking, does it really translate into action? In my free training, I'll show you exactly how to take people from passive fans to passionate supporters, and I'll give you specific steps to create social media content that actually converts. Head on over to nonprofitsthatconvert.com. Again, that's nonprofitsthatconvert.com. And start building a thriving social media community for your nonprofit right now. Without a big team, lots of tech overwhelm, or getting stuck on the question, what do I do next? Let me show you how it's done. I can't wait to see what you create. I heard from my clients, some of whom are not, they don't consider themselves essential, right? So they said, well, we're going to sit this one out. And what I said to them is that your mission is essential to your donors, to your stakeholders, to the people that certainly work there, the people that you help, the problem that you're solving, your staff, your volunteers. So I worked with a couple of small organizations where I live, one a little local museum and one a local arts organization. They're both really hesitant to reach out on Giving Tuesday. Now, it was Giving Tuesday now, May 5th, I want to say.
May 5th.
And they just said, you know what, we're just going to send an update. We're going to see how people are doing. We're going to say, you know, our doors are closed right now, but we can't wait to see all of you in person soon. And the outpouring of just support and love and kindness and donations, everything came in. And I think it was a real confidence boost for both of them. And I also think it was just a real morale boost to see that, okay, we are in the midst of a pandemic. We are a physical location. Our doors are closed. How can we we have no clue what's going to be going on in 1 week, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months. So just keeping in touch, I think it's a great way to just keep in touch with your constituents and your supporters, even if you're just not asking for money, because people are thinking about Giving Tuesday all year round, or they're thinking about it in May. It's getting a lot of press. They're thinking about it in November. It's getting a lot of press. So even just using it as a day to reach out and ask your donors if they're okay, ask your stakeholders, are you okay? How are you doing? This is an update. You know, here's just a really quick announcement as to what's going on. And I'm sure you saw that too, that people that participated, they really saw an uptick in their engagement. I just think it was a big morale boost for the entire sector.
And I think for nonprofits, it invited what something that we've been trying to invite for a very long time, other ways to participate in Giving Tuesday for nonprofits aside from just fundraising.
Yes.
And we heard that from them too. Like, look, this was outstanding. I ran a thank you campaign, or we ended up doing a virtual volunteer thing. And then after Giving Tuesday Now, I brought all those folks in and now they're monthly givers. Like, stories like that, they're great for us. We're like, that's what we've been saying. We're glad that y'all are on the boat now. And I think we saw more creative Giving Tuesday activations on Giving Tuesday proper from nonprofits this time around. And I do attribute that to Giving Tuesday Now.
Yes, because I started thinking about it. So yeah, what innovations did you see in the past year for how nonprofits are using digital to engage their supporters? What are some things that you saw?
I mean, a lot, everything from new platforms, right? Mm-hmm. So TikTok has come up, Clubhouse has come up. So a lot of like nonprofits testing those waters out. Like, what can we use this for to reach new audiences primarily? But like, how can we use our creative energy toward achieving something greater there? Collaborating with other nonprofits. We saw a lot of that during this whole year.
Oh, collaboration.
Huge win for the entire sector if we can get everybody thinking about what are some ways that we can help each other out.
Exactly.
There's a group in, where are they? Southern California somewhere. Bunch of nonprofits. They all contributed something toward this. It was like a Taco Tuesday kind of thing for healthcare workers on Giving Tuesday Now. And it was a bunch of nonprofits that organized it, plus a couple of businesses who donated the food, and they all worked together toward this thing. And it was amazing.
I believe a rising tide lifts all ships. And that's why I think the view of something like Giving Tuesday, or even a giving day or year-end giving or any kind of cause and awareness day, to think about it like the Hunger Games, I just think it's misguided, because you need to, you know, nonprofits need to understand they're not trying to talk to everyone. They shouldn't be looking at this kind of situation as a competition. They should be looking at it as potential ways to collaborate.
Breaking through the noise, right? How do I break through the noise? Well, you don't break through the noise.
No.
I mean, you can't. It's not possible. You should be directing your energy toward breaking through to the people who don't consider you noise.
Exactly. Of course, there are going to be organizations that have gigantic budgets and do splashy press releases. And that's just the way it is all the time, though.
Yeah.
That's sort of the way it is all the time. So as long as a tiny organization can effectively refine its message and target it and really be confident in what they're saying, like not try to second guess themselves, just be really, really clear and concise, speaking to the right people, conveying their message in a compelling way. That's the most effective way, I think, to get out communications, whether it's on Giving Tuesday or beyond.
About 1,000%. And getting involved with whatever your local Giving Tuesday community campaign is. So at the very beginning of this podcast, I talked about how I led I'll Give for Giving Tuesday. And there are 250 of those all over the United States. So in 250 different towns, cities, and issue areas, I should mention too, that's a new thing. So we've got like Giving Zoo Day. There are nationwide zoos and they all fundraise on givingzooday.org. And that any donor who wants to give to a zoo, and they do, regardless of whether they live near that zoo or not, you'll have people come to that site and be like, I'm really into zoos, and then give $5 to every zoo on their website. So anyway, there's these community campaigns that exist. You can find them all at givingtuesday.org and get involved in your local community. For my community, we led a huge marketing effort to attract new donors to visit allgive.com, where it was a website where it had every nonprofit across the state of Illinois. And the donor could search by what cause mattered to them. They could search by the specific location and give easily. And we did a huge marketing push to attract new folks to that site. And it was great. So
I love that.
Get involved with your Giving Tuesday community campaign or lead one.
Is the information on givingtuesday.org?
All of it's on givingtuesday.org, or folks can DM any one of our social channels. We'll gladly talk to anybody. You know how we are. But if you don't
see
one,
accessible. I don't know how you sleep. I know you don't sleep a lot, especially closer to Giving Tuesday.
Who needs it? But anyone can do this. All it takes is one person to say, hey, I have a really great idea. I want to organize this thing. And we cheer you on and say, yes, that is a great idea. Let's do it. And we'll help you pull it off. So if you go to givingtuesday.org and you don't see a Giving Tuesday for your city, town, neighborhood, state, whatever it is, think about leading it. Because it's a lot of fun. It's a great leadership builder. And we put everyone in touch. All the 250 leaders plus all the 70 country leaders are in a chat and they talk all year long about ways that we can increase generosity globally. It's incredible. So open invitation to all listeners.
Yay.
To start a Giving Tuesday movement.
Yes.
In your area.
Start or join one. So we have to talk about the Mackenzie Scott gift, which you just tweeted about as of this recording, yesterday? 2 days ago?
Yes, yesterday. It was yesterday.
Oh my gosh. All right. Tell me everything. Everything that we know right now, because it's so exciting.
It was a surprise. We got the call came in during
our
staff
meeting. That's how she rolls. I love her.
I know. It was so cool. It was during a staff meeting and Asha stopped whatever we were talking about. Our summit, which is this event where we incidentally pull together all of the 240 folks who I just mentioned, all coming together. We usually do this in person. It's virtual this year. We're planning our summit. We're really into it. And Asha's like, I need to stop because I have the biggest news of our lives. Mackenzie Scott has just given us unprompted, unasked for, no strings attached.
No strings.
$7 million.
Wow, I get chills.
I know. I can't even talk about it yet. I'm still flabbergasted about the whole thing. And our jaws dropped. Every single one of us were like tears streaming down our faces because this is an absolute game changer for not us. We keep saying this is not about us and our small team. This is about the entire world. Mm-hmm. And what does it look like if we create a society that's more inclined to give in any way that they can? Does that completely change our society? We think that it will, of course. And the impact this is going to make is just, I can't even. It's unbelievable.
Pretty phenomenal.
It's unbelievable.
I know. So I know that plans, if anyone listening, you want to learn more about what the plans are for the gift. I know that Giving Tuesday issued a press release, but it just happened. So I can't imagine.
You're going to have to stay tuned because we don't know yet. Yeah. And that's incapacitating, but also the opportunity is just stunning, right? There's no strings attached to any of these gifts. And the list of folks that she gave to yesterday is absolutely amazing. Everyone from larger, well-known organizations, like I would put us in that category, but really small Black and brown-led communities who are doing work in marginalized communities that are making absolute incredible, incredible waves.
I love the way that she's using philanthropy to showcase, you know, rather than giving to Harvard University, you know, doing a $7 million bequest to build a building in her name. She's really using it to even highlight organizations that no one has heard of. And now they're on the international radar, that, you know, certainly national news. So congratulations. That's amazing.
Thanks.
Can't wait to see what you do with it. So, you know, not really related to the gift, but what does the future hold for Giving Tuesday?
I mean, hopefully a lot. We're in 70 countries right now, so we're trying to get to 100. We're in 250 communities in the US. So we're trying to, we'll double it. We want to be absolutely everywhere because the possibility that's before us is absolutely outstanding. And we think that using generosity as a key to create an absolute tidal wave of social impact for our world, it's going to be amazing.
So this year, it's on November 30th.
November 30th,
2021. And I guess my final question would be, what is your number one tip for an organization looking to participate, but not really knowing where to start?
GivingTuesday.org. So we built you a new website while we've been down and quiet over the past couple of months. And it's a hub of all kinds of ideas for nonprofits to participate. But like you said earlier, you'll also see ways for individuals to give back. You'll see ways for schools to give back. You'll see ways for young people and families to give back. So browse all of those pages because it might not just be you giving back as your organization. It could be you personally. So come over to our website, get some ideas. We have case studies there. We have videos there. We have recorded webinars. We have absolutely everything you could ever need to pull off a successful Giving Tuesday activation, whether that's yourself as a person, whether that's yourself as a person who wants to lead Giving Tuesday in your land or neighborhood, whether that's you as a person who is at a nonprofit and looking to expand your mission and grow your awareness, all of those things. It's a huge opportunity in Giving Tuesday. So we invite everybody.
Yay. And get started early. Get those wheels turning. Think about ways that you can collaborate. I love the idea of collaboration with other organizations, either in your region or around your cause and issue area. They start getting those creative wheels turning. I do love on the website that you have a lot of examples. And I know that's something I get asked about a lot. And there's also, are you running the Facebook group again this year? Okay.
Yep.
It's the, what's it called? Giving Tuesday.
Learning Lab.
Learning Lab. Giving Tuesday Learning Lab.
Learning Lab. Yeah.
Okay. I'll post a link to that. And that's a fantastic free Facebook group with people asking questions and sharing resources.
They're great. They offer mentorship. There's a relatively new Facebook group feature called Mentorship. And that's been awesome for us. It automatically pairs folks up. And they do mentorship over Facebook Messenger about all kinds of topics. They'll talk about ways they can use generosity to work on some campaign that's completely outside of Giving Tuesday. And we think even the mentorship is a show of generosity. So
that's really a good point. That's amazing. All right. Well, it's definitely cool. Everyone join that group. And where can people find you and connect with you, Kat?
At Giving Tuesday on absolutely any social channel that your heart desires. You can DM me and I'll answer you personally or givingtuesday.org.
And I will link to Kathleen's LinkedIn and Twitter handle if you want to follow her, as well as just general Giving Tuesday news. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today. This is wonderful. I can't wait to see what everybody does on Giving Tuesday and beyond. So I'm really excited. Yeah, send me anything that you want me to look at. I'm happy to look at that too. Either via DM I know. I just love seeing the creativity, and I love like things like Giving Zoo Day. I love what museums have done. I just think it's an opportunity to experiment with new ideas.
Yep.
And to collaborate and to really just expand that spirit of radical generosity that I know you talk about. So thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, hey there. I wanted to say thank you for tuning into my show and for listening all the way to the end. If you really enjoyed today's conversation, make sure to subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast app, and you'll get new episodes downloaded as soon as they come out. I would love if you left me a rating or a review, because this tells other people that my podcast is worth listening to. And then me and my guests can reach even more earbuds and create even more impact. So that's pretty much it. I'll be back soon with a brand new episode. But until then, you can find me on Instagram at JuliaCampbell77. Keep changing the world, you nonprofit unicorn. Thank you.